Good afternoon, Noah.
Good afternoon, Gordon.
When did you get your polar bear license?
I got my polar bear license Wednesday, 4:30 last week.
Tana no tamani hatigilimiyaku no ano kasak apigiyaga kangali license italo mga nanunyagiyamon. Pitalo tuwing na mitbogilo tumi filia off for me bogilo tumi. And last week you went polar bear hunting with your dad. Was that the first time you tried?
No, that was the second time I tried polar bear hunting. I tried 3 years ago with my father, Joatsatata, and Mary White around Hebron. But that time, it was not the right time. We were not successful at that time.
I meant more like this year after you've had your license, was this the first time you went out?
Yes, I got the license Wednesday and my father and I left Thursday at 12 o'clock. We left for Dog Island around Iliatatsuk and Oryang's Harbor. We got there a few hours later and we just set up camp. We didn't hunt the first day.
Imangan apigilo ako yung license ita lo maniman na kami. Aulayo lo mangat na nutsuriyas ni Ahaguk. Mitbogilo tumini. Tunis tagi mila. Aula si malotun. Bogilo tumi hitigali alam mi. Tay ko nga itilya sumut. Ikiyas hatsulu hanitanganut. Na nutsuriyas la kasi ti hatsini kaya si tun tini nukas malotut. Sintaniyal suting. And what happened after that? Did you sight any polar bear before you got the one you got?
What happened is, on the way to Dog Island, Thursday evening, we saw a polar bear track, medium-sized polar bear, and we marked it. We got up the next morning, and the skidoo was hard to start. We had to use a little white gas stove to start the skidoo. And when the skidoo started a few hours later, we saw a fresh polar bear track, a small one. It was overnight, and so we got excited because it was fresh. So we tracked it down, my father and I, on one skidoo. He would look for the polar bear, and then I would look for the polar bear track sign. And we tracked it as far as Marshall Island, but around Marshall Island, the ice was thin, maybe 6-7 inches. We turned back because we couldn't find a day. And we backtracked for our second polar bear, and we lost the track on that one. But there's more out there, yeah.
Kingung ngagot kano pila mga ata apigila ka. Dahil sa mani itilya sa may halotik at ata nga do tumisisimala utuhin ko ha nanumik. Ang iupang ima itumay dahil sa mani maliga sa akaso, tutsaka sa akaso asiyo niya sugit. Ang masayang gayang ulim ma nanutsisimani ang misutik tuminginik mikinsamik. Dahil ko nga tutsa niya sugit tana nanuk hiniyagya sugo. Dahil nga Marshall Island niyo ni gato sa niya na puiguliwa inutitut. Maha haumat haugut jami gamik kitu nga inkalagun nang yu mani asuni tamay mat maha nigumit siti sugu primus tofi mat inkalasin nani asuni ama asianik tumisini amisutik tana lutut jasugu tabatua sikumut nangyan na khutumut aili gamik sapilini asugu asiano aitu nani amisutin. And when did you sight the one you actually got, Noah?
Sighted it. My father saw it. He was going to fetch water, and I was sawing up some old firewood, and it was around 4 o'clock that we saw it crossing the harbor, and it went over the neck of land, and when it went over that neck, we leaped on the skidoo, and so we tried to creep up on it. The polar bear, it obviously heard us coming, and it started to run really fast, and we had to go probably 90 kilometers an hour just to catch up with it.
Timely. Apigilitaga tana nanno simalautanga pitlugo hanupilo mangata atatanga imittasuni takusimalautanga tana killumittutlugo imaha fera galami pitialep kingungani taikani saniyagut inigiyangta pisuttuk amma itillikut khangiut simaniammisuni pitchata ilhute aika soa simania galwasuti tawta tusagi simania suni nanno khimatsi simania suni sukkayum magialul suni khimatsiyuk maha skituku angu maha sari hanyal soi maha 90 kilometers hitun timi sukkatigi sutik tima ulajal suku. Did it take long for you to actually catch up to the polar bear and actually kill it?
No, it didn't take long. It happened fast. there in the distance, it appeared small. But as we got close to it, we were like, oh, that's a big bear. But it was tired, and it started at the end of the bay. It started climbing a hill and climbing slowly. So I leaped off the skidoo and pulled it in my magazine and shot it. It was close range. You can't miss it that close. And I had a really good scope. The 30-06 hit bullet. It hit the polar bear. The polar bear, hey, it had blood start limping. And my dad was right behind me. He was shouting, son, shoot it again. So I was going to shoot it again. So I hit it again. And it still kept on moving. So we couldn't shoot it a third time because it disappeared on the other, around a big rock on the other side of the hill. So I ran up after the polar bear. I was 30-06. And my dad had 12-gauge behind me with slugs. And I came up to the bear. And it was still moving. I shot it a third time. And it went down. I was pretty amazed it was still alive. It tried to get up again, come at us. And, oh, gee. So, okay. You know, it fell down, though. But I shot it again, you know, just to be nice. You know, just to make it die faster.
Taimali, dahan na nunia lao tanga. Kanu pilaw ka. Upalo tafay na alak. Pilaw ka. Upalo pikaka sa aga halaw ka. Ako nika lang. Aoka, tafay na alak na pilaw tanga. Ima takot sa ni nga. Kanito siya nga may tumikiyo ya lao tuk. Tawatwa kanililiga meyok. Nutiyo na ang iyong magiyalok. Tawatwa li kakamot. Mayukali kami tanan na nuk. Mingutul lao tuk. Tamay mat. Iluli niya suniko kiyutiminik. Kaning ini nga namakasugili ko may hukigiya nga. Then hukiyuti mo ni ato suni 30-06 simik. Nuti tufi galwat na nga. Aho napa galwat suni suli himakaswat to. Then may suko. Kaniligya suti hukigiya lang niya misuko. Suli umayuk himakaswat to. Nuti asuyuk ilali uyakalu tunuan umat. Ay bigin niya suko. Mayuka suti hak kami. Sulu hakka misuri o siksi muhuk kagalo sulu takumi mauk suli u mayuk atatang 12 kids misat kani hamat hukinya sulu pingayuani ukhunya misuni nuti suli makiga suatu Allah upat tuga suatu takuninga tema ma hukigya lagi akhnya sulu tema suli u magalam makigya lagi hat sulu. And when it actually died, were you surprised how big it was?
Yes, Gordon, I was quite surprised. My father went up to poke it with a harpoon to make sure, you know, it was dead. And the harpoon looked like a twig compared to the polar bear. The harpoon looked so small. It was a large bear, and it was very difficult to get onto the homotic. Maybe you can kill a bear by yourself, but you definitely can't cut it up or load it on a homotic by yourself. It's a very big creature.
Aham may guk, tiki kami o tana nanuktuhu ngayok. At hatang ta naulam mo tukalalaw tanga umamangat. Nanti sulo tana naulang at hatang ta naulang sulo hiyukultuin nak tana nanwala ang iwalam mo. Imale ikarti sotik hamutin mo ikitilaw lahat tanga. Hamuti kangan ililaw lahat tanga. Tawat wa amiga swagya nga at wa swagya nga. At out situin na mo ayun na lautuk ang ilwasa to alulam man. And how big did you estimate the bear to be then, Noah?
Well, when we got back to town, several people, polar bear hunters, came by. The estimate was a minimum of 1,000 pounds, probably 1,100 pounds. And my grandfather measured it from the nose to the tail with a measuring tape, and he got 8 feet, 8 inches. It was probably, I think, extra large size polar bear.
Tiki kami yung uhagun na law ka, hano ang iti kumangan, ufalo nalunayun na law ka, hano ang iti kumangan. Tama ang ali na inimut uti si maligamik, pinaswati ilangit ako yato ka law tuit, imalo uhauti uti kun na sutik, imakara na nanuk uhamay ni halaw 1,000 pounds, ufalo 1,100 pounds. At siya nga ta, ututi mo utu niya sugo, so looking ang anit pamayong ano tikit sugo. Takining ako 8 feet 8 inches ang iyong magyalulot ng tanan ano. So now, this was your first polar bear ever?
It's the number five time I've been on a polar bear hunt, and of the five times, three were successful. Yes, they're a hard animal to skin. They take a long time, like longer than caribou. And some of the meat is not too good. I had to throw some away. It was green.
Tanataka, si Willipaut, Nanusimanier Tanga. Imahanga Tarlimaitusuni nannuniariarutausimaltuk pingasuittusuti nannukataussimalluni taanna amigasuariangu ajunnasiammarilauttu taanna nanualu amigasuarianga alla ajunnaluarluni tuttumi attunimmit tauta nikhinga ilanga piujuulamnimut igitsiiahaluttuin. What do you plan to do with the skin and what did you do with the meat you saved?
The skin, planning to sell it to a few people who are interested so far, and for the meat, well, I'm trying to cut out, you know, the good parts and save some for my horse and my family's horse, and rest of the good parts give to the community freezer.
Taimalita na nanusimayanga hanupikaswalikahong sulu aminga nihingillo. Aminga ni awlay kumayong at hausiyong itumot pigumakuto ni ukhautiyo si malitong. Tawato ali nihinga piwini nga piwiliukhalo imbini nihitsamini pitanirtuk ama ilagi yamini nihitatsisilni ama amiakko nga ni nunaliyo yu kwatsiwi nga nun atsikamani amiyun. Noa, any suggestion to who might want to go polar bear hunting like you?
Yes, people always say 306 good gun, and that's true, but I would recommend 300 Winchester Magnum or even a 338 for a one-shot kill. And, you know, stopping power, Gordon, and I would recommend 2 skidoos. It would be easier to get onto the homotic. Take a big homotic. Make sure it's a big homotic when you take it. It's probably better to skin it right away. Take a lot of flashlights. The meat, it was still steaming about 2 days later, even in the cold. A big Gordon, because the fat was about 4 inches thick. It was well insulated, even though it was cut open, it was still steaming. So cut it up out there, take a big homotic, good gun, and lots of flashlights, and people who know what they're doing.
Taimali, nannuniyagiya yukhago maligayapat, khanukkia nilu yu maligayakha, ahawuk. Taanali, piru yu galawatto, huki utinga 306, pichatu yulhunilu. Tata ukhawjiya magat, imaha pichatu nisani huki uti hattu halluni, piru aga yakusulu 300 Winchester Magnum, upalu 338, atau sialu imaha tuhutsia yamata. Ammalu, makhuniskitu halluni, taima angitikimik nannu tuhagayapat, makhuniskitu halluni piru aga. Amma angiyuni hamuti halluni. Sulu taana nanuk tikiuti simakaloal silu. Makhuni ullu khangi simaltuuni suli nihiyanga puyulautuk. Tämmöisni ajunna tulsuni ilo amiga soageanga. Tämä malo ilunnaa, kun imaa piuluani attuk anginjuunni hamuti halluni. Atausi ungitu miskituu halluni pitsatun sami hukivuti halluni piuluaga jattuk. Kinatuinnak, hangatuinnak, tämä angitikijumik nannuslaga jamman. Okay, Noah, I would like to thank you for the taking time to speak with us this afternoon.
Yes, Gordon, it was nice to talk to you.
Atsunai.
Atsunai.